Eiter in Shas, we're in Kedushin Daf Mem, picking up at the top of the page, four lines down, continuing with the Braisa. Incredible feat. We are now starting the second half of Shas. We are halfway through Shas. Beis Hashem, we'll be able to finish and be Zochet to make a Siyam. Ah, what an incredible accomplishment. Here we go. Zok Da'ayel Gemara, Gibor Karchosi Devaro, Lishma B'kol Devaro. This is continuing with the Braisa we were talking yesterday. Strong warriors who do his bidding to obey the voice of his word. A pasuk found in Tehillim. Zok the Heilig Gemara, Kigon Rabbi Tzadik v'chaver, this is like Rabbi Tzadik and his friends, who made sure to fight against the Yitzhahara. Rashi says, Shalavash Koach, Lachov uses the war and adorned strength to fight his Yitzhahara, to subdue his Gaber v'chefzei Kono, to do what the Hashem wants. Lassos Ritzon Avicha Shebashamayim. Well, what happened with them? Zok the Gemara, story time of Tzadik Tvase Haki Matronisa. There was a very chush of a woman, a noble woman, who wanted to be involved with him, was Nus Amar La. And so he says to her, Chalishli Liboy Velo Matsini, my heart is weak, I'm not able to do it. Ika Midi Lamaicha, is there anything to eat? He couldn't get out of it, so he's trying to find a way, like, get me some food, let me get out of this. Amar La, she says to him, Ika Dover Tame, he says, no, there's only something which is Tame, I have to trade for food. Amar La, he says to her, my nafkamina, what does it make a difference? If there's kosher food, or there's non-kosher food, Da'avid Ha, David Ha Achul Ha, whoever does this thing, you know, is involved, who's willing to be involved in Znus, in the Isser with the guy, he'll eat treif also. Shagos Tanura Kaman Chale. So she lit the oven and she put the food in the oven. Rashi says, Osa Ramis Hisika Satanar, she lit it up. Litzos Dover Atame Sham to go and to roast the food over there, treif of food. The Isha Gedola, he says, Shein Yachal Liftar, Mimani was able to get away. It must have been Largo, she had the ability of killing him. So Kaman Chale, La Osa Sleeb, Socho. And what happened? Shagos Tanura Kaman Chalei. She put the stuff inside. Saluk for Yosef Begaveim. Rav Tzadik got up. He jumped into the oven. He climbed into the oven. Amar Lei, she says to him, my hi, what are you doing? Amar Lei, he says to her, Da'avid ha, nafal b'ha. Anyone who's willing to do this act is going to fall into this. Rashi says, Ba'or shel Gehenim. This is what's going to happen. So Amar Lei, she said, I yadi kulei lo tzartich. If I would have known that this is such a big deal, I wouldn't have done it. Rashi says, I li yadati. Shechomor aleichem adavar kokach. If I would have known, wow, it's so really... I didn't realize it's such a big deal. I mean, it's okay, you don't do it, but it's such a big deal, I wouldn't have bothered you. Next time, story time, Rav Kahana Hava Kumazam. Just imagine that concept, though. Unbelievable. People involved with going to business meetings. You end up in different towns. You're in a hotel, and there's a woman there, and who knows what. And you went into the oven. What an incredible thing. Rav Kahana Hava Kumazam. The cooler Rav Kahana was selling baskets. Rashi says, Salim Shenoshim Nosnasham Polcheim. These are the baskets that people put their weaving stuff in it. So same idea, was a very chashuv woman who wanted to be with him. Amalei said, "Ezel ikshit nafshai. I'm going to go and I'm going to put on my, you know, get all dressed up for this." Solik v'kanafim me'igra la'ara. He went up and he jumped off the roof, tried to kill himself. As he's on his way down, Ose Eliyahu Anahavi. Eliyahu, one second. Anavi Eliyahu Tishbi Eliyahu Eliyahu Agiladi. Eliyahu Anavi came along, Kabli, and caught him when he was jumping on his way down. Amalei Eliyahu says, you know what you did? Atrachten arba mea parsi. You caused me to go 400 parsi to come to you. Rashi Shaisi b'makamacha rochuk dal mea parsi. I was so far, and I'm like a bird, like a plane. Eliyahu Anavi. Amalei Eliyahu kind of said, mi garam li. You know what caused me to go and behave like this, to be in this situation? Lavan Yusa is because of the fact that I'm poor. Like, what do you want from me? Rashi says, Bitmiya. Imloi Nia slow it srachti lios escape of lechastashim. If it wasn't poor, I wouldn't have to be doing with his business from selling stuff to women. So Yahavle Shifa the Dinra, he gave over to him a chest that was filled with Rashi's shame cleaves. The Shifa Dinra Zahuvim and gave him with it all full of money. He gave him a whole treasure chest. He didn't have to do anymore. Ramile Rav the Rav Nachman. We spoke with the Mishnah in Peah. So Rava says we have a question. Tanan Ilidvam Shalom Osam. These are the things that a person eats. Ve'ocho. Sha'adam Oso, somebody does them, do these mitzvahs. V'ochel perusam b'lamazen, he eats the perus of them, the fruits of them in this world. V'akeren, but the main principle, reward, is not lost out. You get to have, like, side benefits. You know, it's like working at an ice cream store, and you're going to get paid at the end of the month, but you also get these perks, benefits of the job, that you get to have free ice cream. So there's certain mitzvahs that you do, you're going to get your paycheck, that's olam haba, but you also get to have the ice cream. You get to also benefit during this world as well. and you don't lose out in the next world. Vakaren kamesolam aba elohim, these are them. Keep it over him. Give us chasadim. Vav shel meram lechaveru v'atam torah keneged kulam. These are okay. These are the ones that we got over here. It says Gemara, be keep it over him. Dichse exiv. What does it say? How do we know this concept? It says l'man yarichun yomechel l'man yitiv lach. The days will be lengthened and that it will be good for you. Meaning the days will be lengthened. Olam aba says Rashi yitiv lach bechecha in this world. Be gemilas chasadim. What does it say? Gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasad. Rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimsach chayim. Tzedakah v'kavod. Rashi says yimsach chayim le'olam haba tzedakah v'kavod ba'olam hazeh. So we see this world and the next. Baba Shalom, what does it say? Baba Shalom, bringing peace. Bakish Shalom, Bakish Shalom. Oyverot feyo. That's seeking out peace. Levakesh for peace for feyo and chasing after it. And that ve'amar avo asir udiver udiver v'gizer shavur udiver udiver b'ksiv hacha b'kishon v'rodfeo the lashon of rodev b'ksiv hasam rodev tzedakah v'chesed, and just like over there it's talking about al-mazel al-mabah, so here as well. B'talmud Torah k'siv, what does it say? By Torah ki hu chayecha v'rchemecha, it is your life and the length of your days. Chayecha rashes b'olamazeh Now comes the kasha. Now comes along and says, well, hold on a second. Bishiluch hakein. Namiksev. What does it say? Bishiluch hakein. Why don't we add this in? Because we also have Laman Yitav Lach Varech the Yamim. Yitav Lach is going to be good for you in this world. Varech the Yamim is going to be Olam Haba. So why don't we put that in? Listen to Nami Ha. That should be part of it. And for the Gemara, Tanavishir, Echanami. He mentioned some of them, he left over some of them. That's part of it also. It says, what? Tani Tana, Elu Dvarim, Ba'atam, Tan Vishir. It starts off by saying, these are the things, which seems to be an exclusory phrase over here. Meaning is, most of Rashi brings it tiny, is Demash Madafka, which means particularly these ones. Here is the Tan Vishir, come on. So Amarava, he answers differently. He's the one who asked that he answers. Amarava, Rav Edi Asbarili, Rav Edi explained to me what's Pshat over here, because Amru. Imru tzadik kitov kiprima aleleim yochelu. The pasuk says, "Praise the righteous person who is good, for the fruit of their deeds will they eat." Now, v'chiyesh tzadik tov, v'chiyesh tzadik sheino tov. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk that imru tzadik kitov? There's a, and then the prima aleleim, you have the fruits, right? The fruit of their deeds they're going to eat. But what does that mean? It's tzadik which is tov, and the tzadik that's sheino tov. Ella. Tov la shamayim v'la brios eo tzadik tov. Someone who's good for shamayim and brios, meaning Hashem is happy with the way he behaves and other people are happy also, then that person is somebody who's a tzadik tov. Tov la shamayim v'ra la brios eo tzadik shena tov. If he's good to shamayim, but he's bad towards other people, then that's not considered good. Now, we're not talking about someone who's going against other people, but doesn't necessarily go out of his way to do good for them. So the point is, nonetheless, is that we see that what? The Mishnah is leaving out the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Why? Because it's something which is good for Hashem, but not necessarily good for other people, and therefore we only put the ones that is Tzadik Tov. That's the one who has the pre. Kayote b'davar atomer, we find it by the Rosh also. Oilu Rasha ra ki gemul yadov yasalo. Woe to the wicked person who's bad, because the payment of his hands will be done to him. Chiyesh Rasha ra, v'yesh Rasha sheino ra. Is there a Rasha that's bad and one that's not bad? Elo ra la shamayim v'ra la brios hu Rasha ra. If he's bad for shamayim and to brios, Rashi says, kigon rotseyach, which is murderers, who's against Hashem and people. V'gazan, a thief. V'ganav, someone who steals privately. Rala Shemayim, but ain't a Rala Brios, Zel Rosh Hashem, a Ra. Repetit is bad towards Shemayim, but not towards Brios. Rashi says that what is that? Megali Arayos, Mevaza, Moedam, Ocha Chelub. This guy's just doing Ben Onel Mokum things, but badly. But Ben Onel Chaver, he's fine. That's called Eno Ra. Now, Hazchus Yeshla, Karen, Vieshla, Peros. Someone who does a good act, they behave appropriately, do something like a mitzvah, then you have Keren and you have Peros. You have the main thing, you have the fruits. Shenamar imru tzadik kitov, like the pasuk we brought over there. Avera yishla Keren ve'en la Peros. And Avera, though, it has Keren, the main thing that you have, but it doesn't have Peros. Rashi says that ein nifroim imenu yosim k'dei risho, we only pay him according to the rishos that he did over here. He gets exactly what he does. Shenema oila rasha ra. Woe to the wicked person is bad. And he gets compensated with what his hands did. He gets punished commensurate to what he did. How do we understand the pasuk that says in Mishlei, and they will eat from their fruit of their ways, and from their plans will from their plans they will be sated, which means even from fruit from their fruits. Averishos the peros yesh la peros. What it means is that an avera that has peros, then they're going to eat the pears of it. Rashi explains like you go chil Hashem. Adam chashev over aver v'acherim lamdim mimenu lasos kain. You have a very chashev person who goes ahead and does some sort of vera, and then other people learn out to do their veras like that. And that's the thing that has fruits and they get paid for. If she ain't no se pears in la pears, but it doesn't have pears, it doesn't. Then there's no pears to it. Meaning to say, if it doesn't impact somebody else, we don't continue giving them like punishment. No residual for that. Machshava tova mitzara for the ma'isa. A good thought we attach to a ma'isa. That means if a person wants to do the right thing, but they're stopped from doing it, they get credit like they actually did it, and we'll see more on that. Machshava tova mitzara ma'isa. Shenemar oz nidbu yir Hashem ishal reyu v'yakshav Hashem ishma v'yikasev sefer zikron lefan of the yir Hashem l'chosh shmo. Then spoke those who fear God, each man to his fellow, and Hashem listened. And he heard, and a book of remembrance is written before him for those that fear Hashem, for those who contemplate his name. Mai will choshev shmo, what does that mean, who contemplate his name? Amar Vasi, I feel choshev adam asos mitzvah, means he contemplated to do it. He wants to go and do a mitzvah. V'nenas v'lo also, and he wasn't, it was beyond his control, he wasn't able to get it done. Mai la lava kosev kilo also, we consider it as if he actually did it. And we go weiter and say, machshava ra, but if you have a thought to do the wrong thing, just a thought, and it goes b'chol mitzvah, the ma'isa, he doesn't attach it to a ma'isa as if you actually came along and actually did it. Shenemar oven imra isi belibi lo yishma Adonai. If I saw a sin in my heart, the Hashem doesn't pay attention to it. Ve'alamani mekayim. How do I understand the fact that it says hinini mevi ala amazeh ra'a pri machshavosam? I'm going to give them something bad is going to happen to them, and that is coming from their thoughts, the fruits of their thoughts, which means even the thought itself. Machshava shows a priya kodesh brochum mitzar for the ma'isa. That's only a machshava that makes a pri. Rashi explains that shekiyeh machshavto va'asa. He was mekayim it and he actually did that machshava mitzar for the ma'isa. V'nifra'a mimenu af ala machshava. He gets paid back even on the thought. Means to say the person has a thought to do an avera. Then he does the avera. He gets punished for the avera that he did and for the thought that he had. Machshava shein ba pri, but he was a thought to do avera and he doesn't actually do it. And a kodesh brochum mitzar for the ma'isa. And it's not considered like he actually did it and he doesn't get punished for that. What about the fact that it says in the pasuk that there's in Yechezkel, so as to take hold of the house of Israel in their heart, which seems to mean that just the thought is already going to be punished for. They're going to be guilty for thinking of the bad things in their hearts. That's only talking about Avodah Zarah. That is an exception to the rule. How chamur is it? How intense it is? How severe? Shekola kofer, but anyone who denies Avodah Zarah is kamoda b'chol tarkula. It's like they were moda. They admitted to the truth. They acknowledge the truth of all of the Torah, which means that the flip of that would be the flip of that. Ula amar kidrav hu. Ula said when it says in the pasuk that I'm going to bring, like Ula's giving another answer. He's saying kidrav hu. Like when it says in the pasuk, I'm going to bring bad people to this people. That their thoughts is talking about doing different averus. So you actually did them, then you get punished for even the thoughts. Now we have another answer over here. He says, like Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Adam Avera Vishanaba. Once a person does an avera and they repeat that avera, they do it and then they do it again. Then what ends up happening? They get to a point where Huchalo, they matter. It says mutter. Huchalo, what do you think? It's mutter to do it? Ella Nasis Lokete, and they make it like it's heter for themselves, like it's actually mutter. And therefore, when a person has a thought to do an Avera, and then they do it, and then they have a thought to do that Avera, even if they don't do it, just the thought itself we're going to get punished for. Why? Because the reason why you're not punished for your thoughts is because Hashem says, okay, you had that thought, but you're not really going to do it, so it's fine, we move on. But a person who has a thought to do the wrong thing, and they actually do it, and then the next time they have a thought again, but they're stopped from doing it, they still get credit. Like they did it because we know that they would have done it. That's that concept over there, that there's going to be fruits for Averus if it's Aver Vashana. Now it says in Gemara, Amar Avo, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Noach Lo La'odam Sheaver Aver B'Seser, it's better for a person that a person do an avera b'seiser, does he do it privately? And not to be mechal Hashem Shemayim, don't desecrate Hashem's name publicly. Like it says, the house of Israel, so says Hashem. Ish gilulav lechu avodu v'acher in einchem shomim elai v'shem kochi lo sechalu. Each person, go serve your idols, since you don't listen to me, but my name, do not desecrate. Don't be desecrating my names over here. It says Rashi, hainu farhesia, v'shem kochi lo sechalu, hainu farhesia, sharol mizalzab. That's going to be desecrating Hashem's name. So if we're going to do an avera, at least do it in a way that's not a chilul Hashem. Amar Rabbi Eloi Hazak, and Imro Adam Sheitzer Miskabel Love. If a person sees the Yitzhar is ruling over him, Yelich Lamakum Shein Makirnaso. You should go to a place that people do not know him. V'yilba Shcharim V'yiskase Shcharim, and he should get clothing in black and cover himself in black. And then and do what his heart desires, but do not desecrate Hashem's name in public. Rashi explains, what does this mean to put on the black and all this stuff? Because by wearing this type of thing, be'ezer Hashem, what will happen is, Rashi Shalom, he won't look at himself as honorable. Maybe his heart's going to be moved by such a thing, and he's going to say, oh, I shouldn't do such a thing. I'm actively going far place, putting on black over here. Even if he does sin, ain't no sin leave, he's not going to pay attention. If you say no chashuv in him, then that's chashuv in their eyes. Therefore, go put in the black. In fact, the Gemara, any, is it really true? What? Sitting privately is that's what we should do. Vatanya, kol shelo chas hakvod kono. Don't we know? We learned in Mishnah. So it's a shashin to vahotanan in Chagiga that. A person who is not concerned for the honor of his creator, it's fitting for him to not even come into the world. Mahi, what kind of person? Who is this that we're talking about? What is this person? What are we talking about when we say that? Rab Omer is a mistakel b'keshes. It's talking about somebody who looks at a rainbow. The Gemara in Chagiga explains that's like the honor of Hashem, looking at the rainbow. And therefore, it's not giving honor to Hashem by staring at it. You don't look at Hashem's countenance. Rav Yosef Omer Zeover Aver B'Seiser, somebody who does an avera privately. So what are you saying? You said if you're going to do avera, at least don't do chil Hashem. But here we're saying doing avera b'tzina, privately b'Seiser, it's even more b'chil Hashem. As we're a low kasha, not a question. Had the matzi kaya fli yitzrei, had the lo matzi kaya fli yitzrei. When Rav Yosef was talking, and he said that doing it in secret is worse than doing it in public, he's talking about when a person has the ability to overcome his yitzara, he could stop it. You could stop it. Now you're going private and doing it? No, that's a problem. But the person's not able to stop it, better to go privately, not to publicly disgrace and cause a chil Hashem. We learned over there in a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Ein makifim b'chil Hashem. Tosla says this might actually be a Mishnah. He said a Braisa. The Mishnah in Avos says, "Kol Mechal Hashem Shemayim B'Seisa." Anyone who is Mechal Hashem Hashem in private, Nifroi Mimin Begoli gets paid back in public. Avalosha Mekifin Kosha. The Mekifin Hashem Mekifin is tough. V'Shem a Braisa. Alpha Gav Dalmer Tanan. Even though it says the word Tanan here, so Tanan Hasamim Mekifin Mechal Hashem. There's no extending credit for desecrating Hashem's name. Echad Shogig Vechad Mezid. Whether a person did it b'Shogig or a person did it b'Mezid. They're going to get the smack then. Mayan Makifim, what does that mean? There's no extension of credit. I remember Zutra Shein Osin Kichenveni. Not like a store shop owner. You know, go in there and he gives you credit. You could buy on credit. Rashi says, Amakif La'adam Pa'amim Rabos V'gova Kola Kafosov Yachad. A person goes and he, pays in credit, and then he goes, pays him one for everything. Ein Osin Kach Mamal. Doesn't look like the Mechale Hashem Elan from Yad. They get paid back immediately. Someone goes ahead and they're involved with desecration of the Lord's name. Marbury Dorabnam, he explains what it means is Lamar Shem Haisa Shakula. It means to say that if someone is 50-50 in terms of his mice, Rashi says, Kafa Mosheim Shkula, Vish Bechad Avonis Chil Hashem, Machriya Sakaf Lachova, pulls over to the side. That's what it says here, Lamar Shem Haisa Shkula, Machraas. That's what it means over here, the Lashon of Makifen. That is a lashon of being ma'ayin, of investigating, getting into it. So if the Chil Hashem's there, boom, pulls it to the other side. Tana Rabbanan, li'olam, beep, turn the page, memo base. Li'olam, your other matzo person should see himself. Kilu, chetzu chayiv, chetzu zakai. You are 50-50. Every one of us, wow, apropos to today. Erev, the Erev, the Erev of Yom Kippur. We're 50-50. Also, mitzvah achas, if the next thing you do one mitzvah, ashrav, shechri, atzma, lekaf, schus. Fortunate are you, ashrav, sorry, shechri, he pulls him over to the side of the schus. Over aver achas is one aver. Oy, lo, shechri, atzma, lekaf, chova. It's 50-50. It's a serious business. Every step you take, every move you make, shenemar. V'chote echad yabei tova harbe. And one sin forfeits much good. B'shul shcheit yechidi shechata. One sin over the man of tova harbe. You lose that. Wonderful, great things. Rabbi Lazar Shimon Omer Lefisha Olam Nidon Acheruvo. Because the world is judged by rove, the rove of the people. Therefore. And v'hayachid nidon achrubo, the individual is judged according to himself, the rove. Awesome, it's achas, ashrav, shechir, it's atzma. If he does a good thing, he not only tipped his scales, v'es kol olam lekaf schus, but the whole world. Avar averach, this is one avera, oy lo shechir, it's atzma, you've tipped his own scales to the negative, v'es kol olam lekaf chova, and the entire world to that side of chov as well. Shenemar, v'chote echad, and one sinner will forfeit much good. Even in menu mikola olam tova harbe, because of this one person who did this one thing, he lost out so much, and the world lost out so much. Rashi explains the top Rashi, yira adam atzma kilu shakol. You have to look at yourself like you're 50-50. Kol haolam shakol kemechsa tzadim chasidim mechsa rishayim. The entire world's like 50-50, rishayim chasidim one side, rishayim on the other side. Tzadikim chasidim one side, and rishayim on the other side. Keila maisav shkulim kemechsa mechsa. Like your actions are 50-50. Also, mitzvah atzuch achas, you do one mitzvah, your skluyos are going to go flip over, and your tzaddik, v'nim tzaddik, and through this, the entire world is going to go and change to Reuven tzaddikim. Unbelievable thought we should be having. Rabbi Shimon ben Chai Omer, Bar Yochai, afilu tzaddik gomer kol yom, if you're a person that's tzaddik gomer, complete and total righteous person his whole life, v'morid b'achrona, and at the very end, he goes and he's morid, ibed is a rishonos, he lost out everything from the beginning. Shana emar, tzitkas tzaddik lo tzatilena b'yom b'sho, the tzitkas, the righteousness of the uprightness of this person, is not going to save him on the day of his sin. Afilu rosh ha-gomer kol yom, but now we find the opposite. Oh my goodness, Ribbono Shel Olam, even if you're a rosh, you're all your days, also tshuva achrona, you do tshuva at the very end. Ah, the little strikes again. Ein maskirin lo shuv risho. His rishos is not even mentioned. Shenemar v'rishos harasha lo yikashaba. The biyom shuva mirisha. And the wickedness of the wicked man, he shall not stumble over it the day he repents from a wickedness. Unbelievable. Bosai. We have to take this to heart. We have to take this to heart. It's so easy. It's so easy. That's what we Ramban explains it. Tshuva. We got to do tshuva. Okay. Frank the Gemara, hold on one second. You just said over here, if you have a tzaddik, it's just one merida at the end of his life. He loses all the schuyas that he had, and he's considered a rosh shagam or v'nevi kemech savon esmech schuyas. Why don't we look at him like 50-50 now? Says Rashi, v'niya v'tzaddik shamarit kemech savon esmech schuyas v'lami ibid eskoz rishonos. Why did he lose out all the first ones there? What's going on? Amar Reish Lakish b'toel rishonos. We're talking about a person who has regret over what he did first. Mescharit Rashi says, mescharit al kol tov shasa. Someone who is charat who has regret over the fact that he did certain things, Taka loses at those things. Oh, let's not regret. Let's be so happy for what we've done. Beis Hashem continue to do good. Zok the last Halakha Mishnah in the parrot. Kol she'yeshu b'mikra v'mishnah. Anyone who's steiging away Torah and Mishnah with Derech Eretz, and he's involved with Derech Eretz. That means he's dealing with other people in a proper way. Lo b'meheru chote, he's not going to come quickly to do sin. Shemar pasuk says v'achuta mashul shel meri nasek, and the three pronged or three ply cord is not easily severed. That's a person involved with Torah, Mishnah, Derech Eretz. V'chal shena lo b'mikra lo mishnah, but someone who's not in any of these things, let's say they're not in mikra and they're not in mishnah, they're not striking the chumash, they're not involved in mishnah, v'lo b'derech eretz, and they're not involved in the proper ways of behavior. Eino min hayishuv, he's not part of society. Zok the Halakha Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Reb Tzadik, laman tzadikim nimshalim olam hazeh le'ilan shekulu omid b'makom b'mkom tahara. Why is it that a tzaddik in this world is compared to what Rashi says? We're talking about here, lamed tzaddikim domim ba'olam hazeh b'yisurin habayim aleihem, with the yisur and the pain that they go through. They're compared to an ilan, to a tree, shekula omin makom tara, that it's found in a makom tara, in a clean place. V'nofo notel makom tova, but their nof, their shade, Rashi's klomer ma'at mimenu, a little bit of it is in a place which is tameh. Niktzas nofo, when the branches get cut off, Rashi says mimenu nofo. Kula omid b'makom tara. Then the entirety of the tree now is standing in makom tahor. Kachal Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurin haTzadikim olam hazeh. So to a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring Yisurin to a tzadikim in this world. Rashi says nifraim min haTzadikim ma'at avonos shebiyadam v'nimtzu kulam nikiyim. The small little avers they have, they'll be taken care of in this world. They'll be totally naki. Kedei sheyirshu haolam haba, in order to be able to inherit the next world. Shenemer v'haya reishischa mitzar v'achirischa yishge me'od. Although your beginning will be small, your end will be very great. Only in this world get punished for a few of the averis, but in the end, you're going to get a lot of schar for it. V'lama rishayim domim b'olam hazeh. Why are the rishayim, Rashi says, betova shemafshiyin, and the good that happens, and why are they compared? L'ilan shekula omid b'makom tuma. They're entirely standing in makom tuma. V'nofa notel l'makom tar, but their branches are hanging over into makom tar. Rashi says that ma'at mimenu, af elu yesh b'yadam miyot tovas v'schuyos. Even in Russia, they have certain good things that they've done. Nixa snofo, but when it gets cut off, kula omin makom tuma, it's entirely staring in a place of tuma. Rashi says kabbalah scharam he kitzitzas snofam, getting the schar that's cutting off their branches. Now they're completely, entirely in a place of tuma. Kach Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpi alehem tov l'rishayim olam hazeh. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives good for the rishayim in this world. Kedei l'tardam l'rishayim ulehorishan l'madrega tachtona, in order that you'd be able to go and get to a point, they're going to be expelled and banished to the lowest levels. Rashi says that kederach sha'osan madregos l'charitzin shesriva samagidlin shemagidim akarkosen, like when you have like these ditches as they get lower and lower, that's what it means here as well. They're going to go to the lowest of levels over here. They're going to Jehinom. Shenamar yesh derach yasher lefnei ish v'charisa darchim avos. It says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end is the ways of death. Rashi says, "Kisharon or Shaim Shalvasan." When they see how tranquil they are, nearest darkam be'neim yishara. They think, "Oh, things are going well here." Vacharisa shaloso shalva. But the end of that tranquility, hazmanas darkim mavis haisa. That's just on a way. It's basically a path to death. We change it to the Mishashash changes it to darkim mavis he. It's just a way of death. All prepping them for the day of death when they're going to really get what's coming to them. Ukvar, ukvar, hoya Rabbi Tarfon Zakenim Misubin. Story time. This idea that we spoke of learning Chumash and Mishnah and Derech Eretz. This discussion was spoken about when they all gathered together. Ba'aliyah's base Nitza Belud. They hung out in this, the Aliyah, in the upstairs of Nitzah's house in Lud. Nishal Sheila Zubifnam. This question was asked: Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? What's greater, learning, studying Torah, or keeping mitzvos? Not a retire from Amr Maisa Gadol. The actual keeping of the mitzvos, the performance of mitzvos, is more important. Not a Rabbi Kiva of Amr Talmud Gadol. He says no. He got up and he said no. The Steigen the Torah. Not a Kulam Amru. And everyone got up and said Talmud Gadol. This is like Rabbi Kiva said Talmud Gadol. Shat Talmud. Maybe the Maisa. Studying is greater. Because that leads us to doing. Rashi says, Nimsu Shnei and Biado. You end up having both of them. When you go and you shtag, then you get to the point of having both of them. So first, make sure you're shtagging, because without that, you're not able to do the mitzvos. But once you get it done, now get involved with doing the mitzvos. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gadol Talmud. How choshev it is the person gets involved with shtag in a way. Meaning, Gadol Talmud is greater than even doing the mitzvah Shekadam Lechala Arboim Shana. Because the Torah was given, giving the Torah was before Chala, the mitzvah of Chala, 40 years. They got the Torah, they got it 40 years before the mitzvah of Chala. As Rashi explains, the Torah is given in the third month after Mitzrayim. We saw that, we see that in Exodus chapter 19, Chodesh HaShlishi. The mitzvah of challah didn't happen until they came to Eretz Yisrael 40 years later. And it came, the idea of learning the Torah was preceded Trumas and Maisos 54 years. Take off Trumas and Maisos only started once they took over the land of Eretz Yisrael, and they apportioned it as 14 years after they went in. So it's 40, and 14 is 54. Lashmitin shishim achas, and you have another 54 until you get to 61, until Shemitah is 7 years later. Liyovel smeya v'shalosh, and 103 years before Yovel. Meya v'shalosh, 103 years. Meya v'arba havoyon. It was 104 years. What are you talking about? Do the math with it, my friends. I got 40 years after, then 14 years, then 50 years, comes 104. Kasavar Yovel mitzchilasu mishamish. Rav Yossi holds at the beginning of Yovel already starts off the idea of mishamit. Sorry, I said the wrong word. Mishamit, it's already setting free the slaves. And therefore, we go from the first, from the beginning of the first Yovel, which is 103 years after they gave the Torah. Ukishem shalimit kodon lemaisa, and just like studying Torah comes before maisa of actions, kach dino kodon lemaisa. So too, the judgment of a person is going to start off with his idea of steiging before it talks about the idea of whether he did mitzvahs or not. Kidrav hamnuna, damar hamnuna, ein tchilas dino shel adam, ela al divrei Torah. The first din is going to be on divrei Torah. Rashi says, leyoma din. Why didn't you steig? Why weren't you sitting and learning? What's going on? Shedamar poter mayim rishis mazon, releasing water, meaning Torah, is the beginning of judgment. Rashi says a perk old Torah, rishis madanu. Someone who takes up the yoke of Torah, that's the first judgment. Tchilas dino veimayim el Torah. Duxiv hay kol tzamei luchu lamayim. Ah, anyone who's thirsty, come and drink water, meaning let's go steig. Ukashem shedino kodem lemaisa, just like the din, the judgment of whether you steig is coming before whether you did mitzvahs, kach schar kodem lemaisa, so to the sky of steiging is going to come before the sky one gets for doing mitzvahs. Shenemar, yitin lehem artzos goyim ba'amal umin yirshu, and he gave them lands of peoples, and they inherited the toil of nations. Ba'avor yishmu chukov tzorosav yinzoru, so that they would safeguard his statutes and observe his teachings. Speaks about first, the concept of safeguard is safeguarding the statutes, that's referencing the idea of Torah, of Talmud Torah, of learning, of knowing what's going on, and then observing, is Kim second. So the first one is of that. Kol Shein Olov Mikrov Omesh, someone's not involved in either one. So this person is not called part of society, and he's not involved with Derech Eretz. Amar Yochan, Pasul Eidus. This type of person is Pasul Eidus. We can't rely on him to give a testimony which is honest, because he doesn't even have self-respect, and he's not embarrassed that would stop a person from saying the wrong thing. Rashi says the kivin sheino min ayusha yishuv ain makbid alas. So he doesn't care about himself. Ain lo bosh his potim. He's not embarrassed at all. V'cheino ochel b'shuk. So to someone walking and eating the shuk, hol v'ain makbid al kavod. He's not honor. He doesn't care about his own honor. Ain a bush lezalz about some lisli pasal. He doesn't care to disqualify himself, so we can't trust him. Tanar Rabbanan. Ocho v'shuk, someone who eats in the shuk, I raise that domen lekalef is compared to a dog. V'yishamim pasaleidus, and some say that this type of person is even going to be pasaleidus, like we just explained. Amarav Idi Bar Avin. We clearly just saw over here, there's a machlokus over here, about whether or not eating in the shuk is considered whether he can give testimony or not. They say, Ocha b'shuk, or he's a domen lekalev. And some say, he's pasaleidus. This means the first one's saying not like that. So I'm Ravidya Baravin, halacha ki yishamim, the halacha is like the yishamim that say that this person is going to be pasaleidus. Darish bar kapara, ragzon, a person who is an angry person. Beep, turn the page. Mem alef. Lo osa biyado, ela ragzenuso. He comes with nothing but his anger. That's what he walks away with. Rashi says, Bischaro, lo ala biyado, Bischaro, ela kachash bisaro, Bigzanoso, lo nestaker klum. He's not going to gain anything from it. Ula adam tov. But a good person, matimim asomi pri maisav, he's given a taste of the fruits of his deeds. Vichol, she'eno, lo b'mikra, v'lo b'mishna, anyone who's not involved in the mikra or mishna, v'lo b'decheres or decheres, dor hanah mimenu. You should make like a neder, like a door, like from Lashon of neder, door. Make a neder, not to get any enough from. Rashi says, nador. Be careful to stay away from this person. Shenamer, v'moshav leitzim lo yashav. You don't want to sit with scoffers. Rashi says, v'zeh she'enu be'echad me'elu b'me yis'asek em lo b'leitzanus. What else is the guy doing? He's not learning Chumash, not learning Mishnah. He's not involved in Derech Eretz. So what do you want? The guy's just sitting around and being involved with leitzanus. Stay away from him. Moshavo Moshev Leitzim, the company of this person is those types that are just scoffing away. Hajan Allah Khaisha nickname sign the la la la. Oh, and la la la. Hey, Mazda for finishing the first parak of Maseches Kedushin. I'm not sure, but I think this might be the longest parak in Shas, 41 blot. Maybe I'm wrong with that. I don't know. You can fact check me. The point is, miles over that. Let's go back. We said Hajin Alach Yishenikis. Let's start off. The first Mishnah starts off with Yishenikis. We're now Yotze. We're going to stop over here. Again, Mazel Tov for this beginning, the second half of Shas, finishing the first parak. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.